I love driving. In America, you can start to learn to drive around 15 years old. And you learn to drive in school, actually. The way I learned is that in my high school, for one semester, instead of taking your gym or PE class, you are assigned to a driver's education class, driver's ed. Driver's ed is cool for the people who don't like to run around and sweat a lot, but also it's where you sit in a classroom and the teacher explains to you the rules of the road. You have certain tests, you study how to drive, basically, and what is it like to be a driver. And for me, it actually wasn't that difficult. The tests were way easier than my calculus or United States history classes, so that part was pretty enjoyable. And then after you have passed your rules of the road portion of driver's ed, you move on to behind the wheel. And that's another part where you are able to leave school during the school day, during your normal hour of physical education class, and you drive with the driving instructor. That was pretty fun for me and nerve-wracking in the beginning. I thought that I wouldn't be very good at driving, but they taught me well, and I was able to practice. And after practicing in the behind-the-wheel portion of the class, you must rack up a certain amount of hours driving with an adult. I believe it was something around 60 hours. So outside of class, you must have your parent or your uncle or your older adult sibling to be in the passenger seat with you, and you can drive for about 60 hours. And when you're finished, that is when you are able to go to the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and go and test for your license. From speaking to my French friends, it seems like the learning process and the process of getting a driver's license was a lot easier for Americans than it is in France. But anyways, I got my license at the age of 16 years old, as a lot of my friends in America did, and I've been driving ever since. I love driving, actually, in the United States. When the weather is nice, when there is no ice on the roads, or snow on the roads, I enjoy driving. It helps me clear my head. It's something that I think that I can do well and safely. So I actually really enjoy it. I don't mind. I know a lot of people who get road rage and they really don't like to sit in traffic. I don't really mind it sometimes. I do not like to rush. So when I have to drive somewhere and I am in a time crunch and I'm about to be late for work, I don't like the stress of that. But if I don't have a time crunch for the day, I love driving. I think it's pretty cool and it's fun. That being said, I think I am very blessed to come from Illinois, where driving is not really that complicated, in my opinion. If you can drive well, if you are not very nervous or scared by driving, it's pretty easy once you've learned how to do it. We have highways where you will not need to stop for a long time. There are and when you're in the residential areas and in the downtown areas, everything is perpendicular, meaning in Chicago, everything happens to be on a grid. There are streets that go north and south and streets that go east and west. A couple of diagonal streets here and there, but for the most part, it's simple. Make your left turns, you make your right turns. There are clear red, yellow and green stoplights. Everything seems to be simple. When I came to France, I realized that people drive a little bit differently. Everything seems to be so complicated. I don't think I could ever drive in France, and I don't really want to. First of all, a lot of people in France drive stick shift or manual cars instead of automatic. It seems to be the opposite in the United States. Some people do know how to drive a stick shift, and it's considered to be a really good thing to learn how to do. But a lot of people, myself included, only drive automatic cars. I don't like the idea of moving the little stick around every few minutes when you drive, when life could be so much simpler. Why would you need to do all of that when you need to just focus on the road, focus on braking, going when you need to go, and that's pretty much it. I like it that way. In France, while it does seem to be an advantage to have a little bit of an advantage to have a manual transmission car, you can kind of stop on a dime, you can switch whether you need to be fast or slow. I don't even like the experience being in a manual car versus an automatic car. It seems a little bit jerky and not as smooth as it should be, in my opinion. Another reason I could not drive in France is the roundabouts. Oh my goodness. I know that some people who live in older cities, such as Boston in the United States, have roundabouts, so it's not that unusual to them. There are little to no roundabouts. I would doubt that they even exist in Chicago. And for good reason. I think they're a little too complicated. I think people should just wait their turn, wait for the red light, wait for the green light, and go. Turn left, turn right when you need to. It seems to work pretty well. Roundabouts are scary to me. It looks like everyone is kind of doing their own thing. When they want to rush, they can just go in front of you and not leave you your turn. It is pretty intimidating, and I'm glad that I do not drive in France.